News, I'm Ben Thomas. The head of FEMA says she supports an investigation of alleged anti-Trump bias in hurricane relief efforts. Ed Donahue has details.
On Capitol Hill, Deanne Criswell says a critical function in hurricane relief efforts is to go door to door to tell people what resources are available. In one recent case,
this employee wrote to about 11 staff members under her supervision that they should, quote, avoid homes advertising Trump, end quote.
Criswell says that employee has been fired. She does not believe this is part of any widespread cultural problem at FEMA and welcomes an investigation.
Our goal is to help all people obtain all of the assistance that they need and that they are eligible for under the law.
A different team was sent into the field to contact all the homes that were skipped over at the employee's direction. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More nominees from the president-elect, Dr. Mehmet Oz to run Medicare and Medicaid, and Wall Street executive Howard Lutnick for Commerce. And Norman Hall has the latest on accusations being made against Trump's attorney general nominee, Matt Gaetz.
Attorneys involved in a civil case brought by a Gaetz associate were notified this week that an unauthorized person accessed a file shared between lawyers that included unredacted testimony from a woman who said Gaetz had sex with her when she was 17 and a second woman who said she saw the encounter. Gaetz has denied all the allegations, and the Justice Department ended its sex trafficking investigation without any criminal charges against him. I'm Norman Hall.
Ukraine fired several U.S.-made longer-range missiles into Russia for the first time today. Meantime, President Vladimir Putin has formally lowered the threshold for Russia's use of its nuclear weapons. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller called on Russia to
stop bellicose and irresponsible rhetoric.
This is AP News. Self-driving cars have been in development for some time, so how about an autonomous helicopter? Julie Walker has the story.
Rotor Technologies built two pilotless helicopters in New Hampshire. It's been testing. CEO Hector Hsu says they're game changers.
The most urgent need for our helicopters today are places where there are lots of fatalities already. And that's agriculture, that's aerial firefighting, that's offshore transport.
According to the NTSB, there were 81 fatal agriculture flights between 2001 and 2010. He says the autonomous helicopters offer the same payload and capabilities of manned aircraft by putting their AI into a full-scale helicopter,
which is a 2,500-pound drone that can carry more than 1,000 pounds of payload. We think this is going to change the world.
The Spray Hawk comes with a $1 million price tag. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.